spectacular structures, a few marvels of modern architecture. Boring, offensive, depressing. That's what some outspoken critics, Prince Charles amongst them, think of modern architecture. But are they right? The prince rarely minces his words when it comes to the topic of architecture. "A monstrous carbuncle in the face of a much loved and elegant friend," was how he described one planned project, and he frequently campaigns against proposals for new constructions. In many cases, he may well be right. But there are some wonderful examples of contemporary architecture. Take the City of the Arts and the Sciences. It was officially inaugurated in 1998, and since then has become the pride of Valencia, single-handedly putting the city back on the tourist map. It's built in the old riverbed of the Turia, which ran through Valencia until it was bypassed after a flood in 1957. The city is a series of space-age structures, which include a science museum, an opera house, and the largest aquarium in Europe. It was all designed by world-famous, but local, architect Santiago Calatrava. The new city lives in harmony with old Valencia, and since its opening, tourist visitor numbers to the city have more than doubled. Another example is the Millau Viaduct in southern France. The bridge enables drivers to cross from one plateau to another and enjoy spectacular views of the Tarn Valley below. A long way below. At 343 meters high, it's the tallest vehicular bridge in the world and slightly taller than the Eiffel Tower. And talking of spectacular views, how about the Grand Canyon Skywalk? Opened in 2007, it's a huge curved walkway made of glass that hangs over the edge of the canyon. The experience is much like walking on air. Visitors can stroll out and look down to the bottom of the canyon 300 meters directly beneath them. That's quite a drop, but fortunately, dropping is extremely unlikely. The skywalk is made of 6 layers of super strong glass and can hold up to 822 people at one time. If there's one thing that Prince Charles seems to hate above all others, it's skyscrapers. "Not just one carbuncle, but a positive rash of them," he once said. So we can presume that Charles doesn't approve of the Gherkin in the City of London. It's a curved skyscraper, but looks a lot like the aforementioned vegetable. It's 180 meters high and has a bar on the top floor with a 360-degree view of London. Incredibly, there's only one piece of curved glass on the entire building, and it's right on the very top. Despite Charles's objections, the building has become iconic in London and was voted the most admired new building in the world by a survey of the world's largest architectural firms in 2005. But no article about skyscrapers would be complete without mention of the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. Opened in 2010 and standing at 828 meters, it is by far the tallest building in the world. But the records don't stop there. It's the building with the most floors, 160. It's got the world's fastest elevators, 64 kilometers per hour, and the world's highest swimming pool, on the 76th floor. Now, I wonder what Prince Charles would make of all that.